Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. My dear respected viewers of Mother Nation, we welcome you in our program, Al-Mustafa, the Chosen One. Today, inshallah, beautiful topic we're going to discuss, that is regarding praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Na'at of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallim. Inshallah, a very famous, well-accepted kalam, poetry, a qasida, a na'at of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which is approximately 750 years old, Allahu Akbar. And that is not only well accepted, famous across the globe, but that is also accepted in the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. And that is known as qasida burda. Inshallah, today, this will be our topic, history of Qasida Burda. And inshallah, you'll also talk about a bit of author, history of author, and inshallah, blessings of this beautiful Na'at of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. So be with us from start till end. Very interesting, informative knowledge, inshallah, we'll be sharing with you. So from start till end, you should be with us and you will be learning a lot. Respected viewers, before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make a few good intentions, because it's a saying of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his actions. And the very first hadith Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has written in his book Bukhari, that is also regarding intention. Part of that hadith is innamal a'malu bin niyyat. Actions are based upon intentions. So we should always make good intentions before we perform any good deed or any permissible task we are going to perform. We shall never forget to make good intentions. As I'm going to deliver this program, I make this intention that inshallah azza wa jal, I'll present this for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You're watching, you should make this intention. You will be with us from start till end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. And remember, another important, beautiful fact which we always remind, that is to make as many good intentions as possible. Because the number of intentions one makes for a particular task, the higher reward, multiplied reward he will attain, inshallah, azza wa jal. So you can make as many good intentions as possible. Respected viewers, as I earlier said today, our topic is Qasida Burda. That na'at, that praise which was written by Imam Sharfuddin Muhammad Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and that is our topic of the day. We've got Brother Wasim Abbas, Muballigh of Dawat Islami, with us. Let's go towards him and start the topic. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
MashaAllah, Wasim Baz, how are you doing? You okay?
Alhamdulillah, ala
kulli hal. MashaAllah, welcome once again, marhaba, to our program. And today, topic is beautiful. Why? Everything which is connected to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in fact, is beautiful. Every topic which associates that best of the creation, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that is beautiful. And today, we are going to talk about praise of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. And especially, in specific, we are going to talk about Qasida Burda. First of all, I would like to just ask you that when it comes to praise Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah, in the times of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba Ikram and Imridwan, they praised Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then this continued after Taba'een, Tabi Taba'een, Muhaddiseen, Ulama Kamileen, Salihin, Buzurgan Deen, pious predecessors, all they have been praising Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in different ways and forms. But subhanAllah, one important piece of work which was done by Imam Bosiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, subhanAllah, it has its own standing, it has its own subhanAllah beauty. So first of all, I think it would be very interesting to know the fact about the history of the author, if you can explain. Who was Imam Sharfuddin Muhammad Bosiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding Imam Abu Abdullah Muhammad bin Sa'id al-Busiri, rahimahullah, and his famous burda that we're talking about today, it shows us the significance of loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, being devoted to him, because Imam Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala is the symbol of devotion to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And due to his devotion for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the remarkable honor he attained through his qasida, the poem that he wrote in the praise of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, shows us that the acceptability of his poem, whether it is the east or the west, north or the south, all around the world, the devotees of the Prophet, they all hold firm upon al-burda of Imam Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala, the qasida al-burda of Imam Busiri alayhi rahma. And Imam Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala, who was he? He was a scholar. Who was he? He was a poet. Who was he? He was an ardent devotee of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And qasida al-burda, which is also known as the poem of the shawl, and many other different names have been given to it, and many illustrious scholars, many acclaimed prominent scholars, they've written commentaries on the poem of burda of Imam Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, which in its own shows us how remarkable this poem of Imam Busiri alayhi rahma is. And if the poem is of such standing, then we can imagine the prominence and excellence of the author himself. Imam Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala, he was a poet, he was an illustrious scholar, he was the sincere lover of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And when we talk about his history, he was born in one of the villages of Egypt in 608 Hijri, right, Islamic year. And he spent his youth in Busir, which was the village of his father. And with this relevance, of course, he's also known as Imam Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And further, he migrated to Cairo. And in one of the small masajid over there in Cairo, he memorized the Holy Quran. And he learned the elementary branches of knowledge of Sharia and of the Quran from there. So that's where he became a scholar of Islam. Then after that, he rahmatullahi ta'ala came to the city of Alexandria, okay, in Egypt. And it was in those days, Alexandria was the center of Sufism and of education. So Imam Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala, he came over there and he lived over there. And his sheikh, also the illustrious Imam Abu al-Abbas Ahmad bin Umar al-Mursi al-Ansari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he was the sheikh of Imam Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and he was the successor and student of the great Imam Abu al-Hasan al-Shazili rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So Imam Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he eagerly sought out Imam Abu al-Abbas al-Mursi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh and adopted his path of Sufism over there. So now at this stage, when he came to Alexandria, that's when he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh abandoned his poetic skills of the early days, which were similar to the other poets, where they would write poetry for worldly purposes. And he devoted his entire life for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this skill of poetry he used to praise the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Then he excelled further in his studies. He learned more about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah Almighty opened his chest more, and more wisdom was granted to him, and his poetic skills were then used to praise the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And at this stage, now his eloquence and rhetoric skills had reached such that no other poet of the time matched similar kind of skills. And he became so famous far and wide that other people would come and seek knowledge from him. And now the same skill, the skill of poetry, at one stage, which wasn't, he wasn't renowned with his poetic skills at first place, but now He was using his poetry to praise the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now he had become renowned as a poet.
You have talked about beautifully, mashallah, a very brief introduction you've given. But the point I would like to pick from your introduction of Imam Bousiri, rahmatullahi ta'ala, I think, inshallah, it will also fascinate viewers of Madinah Channel. Respectfully, we must understand that before Imam Bousiri, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he was a scholar, mashallah, he learned, he sought education, and he learned elementary skills and knowledges of whatever these the course of knowledge you attain, religious knowledge. But subhanAllah, there is a very beautiful account. One is knowledge, what you attain from books. You read books and you get it. And one is some adab, that respect, that ishq, that muhabbat, that devotion. That is something you cannot get it solely from the books. You need to have some shaykh, you need to have some spiritual guide who guides you towards that. And subhanAllah, as you mentioned that when subhanAllah, these spiritual personalities came in the life of Imam Bousiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that also played a very vital role to change his discourse. Now, it is mentioned in front of me the account that once Imam Bousiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he was coming from somewhere, and when he entered in his street to enter his home, he saw a buzurg, he saw a saint, a friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And what did that friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ask him? He asked that, have you had vision of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam last night in your dream? Meaning, did you see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam last night in your dream? Mm-hmm. And Imam Bousiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had not seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam last night. Right? But he says that, I heard that saint asking me this question, and that developed a yearning in my heart. You see, a special devotion I started having in my heart, love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, especially to behold Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to have vision of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That yearning started in my heart. When I went home, as soon as I slept, what did I see? Mm-hmm. I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in my dreams.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. And he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was present among Sahaba ikram. Allahu Akbar.
Allah.
Just like a moon, subhanallah, it remains present amongst the stars. And this was the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as soon as I woke up, I was so happy and my heart was full of love and devotion for Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he says, Imam Bousiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi himself says, after that I wrote many qasaid, I wrote many poems in praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. But yet that well accepted and renowned qasida, right, which was accepted in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yet it wasn't written.
Allah.
Now what is the account of that, inshallah? We'll hear from our Muballigh of Dawat Islami. But now, respective viewers of Madinah Channel, the point I would like to make, and Wasim bhai, before we proceed towards that, I would like to just ask you this, that how important it is that you should have some sort of spiritual guide in your life, who guides you towards adab, who guides you towards, subhanAllah, that spiritual stages, right? You step up and up and up, and you go, how beautifully it is said in Urdu, Allah, Allah karne se, Allah na mile, Allah wale hain jo Allah se mila dete. If you keep on saying Allah, 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 right? But subhanAllah, when you have association, connection with friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so that is a beautiful mean to get more closer in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is close to us, but are we close to Allah? This is something different. Respective viewers of Madinah Channel, these are the pious people. When we give our hand in their hands, when we go and we sit before them with adab and respect, and we learn spirituality from them, then subhanAllah, those stages are very easily, you can complete that journey, which will be very hard otherwise. What would you say of this?
Indeed, Rizwan, when we talk about the importance of a shaykh in our life, an accomplished shaykh, its importance is more than the importance of breath for a life.
SubhanAllah.
Then, why? Because if you take this example that today, many medical books are available in the market outside. Many medical articles are available on the internet, but why do we still go to a doctor? Why can't we read those books and carry out an operation ourselves? Of course, there's a purpose, because that doctor has practiced in the supervision of a senior doctor who has taught him how to become a professional doctor. This is just a worldly example, of course. But when it comes to spirituality, of course, an accomplished sheikh would make us tread on the path of piety. He himself has reached those stages. He himself has treaded upon that path, upon the path of awliya kiram, upon the path of sahaba kiram, upon the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he will guide us and supervise us to ensure that we also tread upon the same path, because the books are there, but the implication of those rulings in our lives can only be achieved through the supervision of our guide. And alhamdulillah, in today's day and age, our Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat has given us 72 pious deeds. He has shown us that how to lead your life. So this has been the way of awliya karam, that they used to guide their disciples in terms of how to live your life and how to acquire spirituality. And without a sheikh, a person will get misguided, just in the same way as a person would be misguided in the field of medical if he is not supervised by an experienced doctor.
So they make you walk onto the path of Sirati Mustaqim. That is the straight path which you and me always pray in our salah. Oh Allah, guide us, make us walk to the right path. And these pious people of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, they show us that path because they have been to that path. They know that journey, they know that path, they've been there. It's a general example. If I don't know any way or any path, I can't guide anyone else. To guide someone, to navigate, to tell somebody what, first of all, I should have been to that path, I should know that path. So these pious people, they have been to that Sirati Mustaqim. They know the path, they know the journey, and that's how they take us to the same path. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us ability and tawfiq to understand. Let's go towards our segment, which is the chosen sunnah. And inshallah, we'll come back and we'll continue this beautiful topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Respected viewers of Madani Shan, amongst the sunnahs of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, a very beautiful and beloved sunnah is imama, Islamic turban. For imama, it is sunnah that the length of imama should be neither be more than 6 yards nor less than 2.5 yards. So this was the sunnah of the day. Respected viewers of Madani Shan, we should also adopt these beautiful sunnah of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam in our life. Today we are talking about Qasida Burda. We are talking about Imam Bursidi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, author of Qasida Burda. And now let's ask Wasim Abbas Bain, that famous account which led Imam Bursidi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi to write that Qasida. How did it happen? How was it written? And why is it called a Qasida Burda?
Subhanallah. Continuing from the account that you started, where Imam Bursidi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi beheld the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in his dream, where he saw the blessed Sahaba surrounding the Prophet like stars around the moon. After this, Imam Bursidi alayhi rahmah, he says that a little while after, I had a stroke and
half of my body got paralyzed.
And because of that, I was unable to walk. And in this state, I thought that I should write a poem in the praise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and seek cure from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the medium of the Holy Prophet alayhi
wasallam,
through the wasila of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he states that I wrote a poem, a qasida. I wrote it down, and when I slept, then in my dream, I beheld the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And I recited the entire poem to the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And upon this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he stroked his blessed hand on my body.
Allah.
And he granted me his blessed shawl.
Subhanallah.
Burda meaning shawl. He granted me his shawl and made me wear it. when I woke up, then my body had cured.
Allah.
The paralyzed body had cured. And because the Prophet ﷺ granted him his blessed shul, and with this affiliation, with this association, this poem is also referred to the poem
when he woke up, that shawl was present
with him.
Allahu
Akbar. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So with this association, this poem was given the name of Qasida al-Burda. Burda meaning the shawl, cloak, mantle, you can call it whatever you want. So with this, this is how Imam Musiri rahmatullahi ta'ala wrote this poem. This is why it's called Qasida al-Burda, the poem of the cloak, of the mantle. Many people refer to different names. And this is how he rahmatullahi ta'ala was cured by the medium, by the wasila of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allahu Akbar. Wasim ibn Basmi, this is such a faith refreshing account. To be honest with you, when a person, he listens this, see, any devotee of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, his faith refreshes. Yes, my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, it is not just listening to this account. There is so much in this account. There is so much to learn from this account. Allahu Akbar, this qasida is not, maybe, it's not 2 years old, it's not 50 years old, it's not 100 years old, it is 750 years old.
Subhanallah.
Approximately. Right, so it means that was the time when people, they used to have love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Another important point we learned from it, definitely love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has been from the time of Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan. But these aqaid, what we learned from this also, right? Subhanallah, those pious predecessors, their aqidah was to seek tawassul from the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. That was the reason that he used and he wrote a qasida, he wrote a poem, and he mentions that, why did I write? So that I could present this as a wasila in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to get cure. Now he writes this, then subhanallah, another important point was seen by, we learn that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's knowledge. Ummati, who is writing, he is ill, right? He has got a stroke attack, his half of the body is paralyzed, he is writing in praise of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and pleading in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making dua in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with the wasila of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, right? And he is using the medium of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dua. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Madinatul Nabi, zadaha Allahu sharfan wa ta'zima. Allahu Akbar. And his knowledge is that he knows that my ummati is writing a qasida. He has written something for me. He has written something in praise of mine. Allahu Akbar. He has got this knowledge. He knows that. Not only that, he comes in the dream of Imam Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and he listens that qasida. It is written that complete qasida was recited before Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there are so many ash'ar, there are so many couplets. Now imagine how much time would have been taken to recite in Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and heard. And what a fortune Imam Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi possessed, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listened complete qasida. Allahu Akbar. Not only this, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tasarruf, the power Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is granted, even when he comes in the dream, important fact is he knows faryad ummati jo kare hal zar mein, faryad ummati jo kare hal zar mein, mumkin nahi ke khair bashar ko khabar na ho. Allahu Akbar. When an individual from his ummah calls upon in need, it is impossible that the best of creation remains unaware of the plea. Respected viewers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes in the dream and he puts his blessed hand, the hand of miracle, and he cures, right? Allahu Akbar. And so this also tells us the tasarruf of Mustafa, the power of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in his dream, right? Of Imam Busir rahmatullahi ta'ala, in his dream, Rasulullah comes and he gives him shifa, he gives him cure. Allahu Akbar. Through the granted power of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Respective viewers of Madani Channel, what else do we want to learn from this beautiful account of Imam Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi? And another important fact, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him gift,
SubhanAllah.
That gift was given in dream. Allahu Akbar. But when he wakes up, the same gift which was given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he physically has that with him. That is the reason this qasida is known as Qasida Burda. Allahu Akbar. These are the powers of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. This is the tasarruf of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the eyesight of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the knowledge of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the miraculous hand of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This whole account tells us the ikhtiyarat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us a bit of understanding to know the true status of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. Wasim Abbas bhai, would you like to comment on this?
SubhanAllah, mashallah. Many, many beautiful Madani pearls which you've drawn our attention towards, which we can derive from this beautiful poem of Al-Burda of Imam Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Again, Rizwan bhai, everything revolves around the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam.
It is.
Everything. Imam Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, being blessed with so many bestowments, so many blessings. What was the reason behind it? The love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This sincere love, the ardent devotion he had in his heart for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you touched upon wasila, the medium of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Of course, this shows us that how fortunate Imam Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala was. But again, we come to know that by doing so, by presenting this wasila medium in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did he do? He acted upon the command of the Holy Quran. He acted upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have been commanded in the Holy Quran to seek wasila.
See, Imam Basbay, beautiful point, mashallah, you've touched upon and very important to know. Definitely, respect viewers of Madani Channel, now it's time to include one segment in our program. But when we come back, we'll talk about the permissibility of wasila from Quran and Hadith, inshallah. We'll come back to this topic. Let's go and include one segment in our program. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one.
Respective views of Madani Channel, the very first fact what we've got for you today is a person allowed to hold his own aqiqah? Yes, one can hold his own aqiqah if not held in his childhood. The second question we've got for you today is, how should one complete the salah if he misses two takbirat in the funeral salah? The answer is, after the imam has performed salam, one should say his takbirat and then perform salah. And the third chosen fact what we've got for today is, which surah is called the heart of the Holy Quran? And that is Surah Yasin. SubhanAllah. These are the beautiful facts what we've got for you today. Hope you must have increased your knowledge. Today we are talking about Qasida al-Burda. Wasim Abbas bhai, we were talking about Tawassul, we were talking about wasila. What does Islam guide us? First of all, I would like to request you if you could present ayah of Quran, and then inshallah we'll come back. We'll go to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Inshallah, in Surah Maida, verse number 35, it is stated, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wabtaghu ilayhi alwasila."
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Meaning, O believers, fear Allah and seek the means of nearness, meaning wasila to Him.
Subhanallah.
And in the commentary of this verse, it is stated that wasila means something through which you attain Allah's proximity, Allah's closeness. For example, the worship of Allah Almighty, whether it is fard or nafl, attain Allah's proximity through those actions. Having love for the prophets of Allah and the awliya, giving sadaqat, beholding the beloved people of Allah Almighty, abundance of du'as, treating relatives nicely, performing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, all this is included in this.
Right.
So all these pious actions, through them, in whatever means they are, they can be used as a wasila to gain proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
Then, other than this, alhamdulillah, in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 64, we've been commanded that, and if, when they had wronged themselves, O beloved Prophet, they come to your court, then sought forgiveness from Allah, and the Messenger had prayed for their forgiveness too, then certainly they would have found Allah to be most accepting of repentance, most merciful. In this verse, we've been categorically being told that once someone has committed a sin, he goes in the court of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the shrine of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, present medium of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam prays for their forgiveness in the court of Allah Almighty, then Allah Almighty will accept it. This command has been given to us in the Holy Quran that once someone commits sins, go to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and seek repentance from Allah Almighty. And then there are various other accounts, a hadith, where we have been persuaded, encouraged to seek wasila in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One hadith, inshallah, I'll present in your court, also before the viewers of Madani channel, to refresh our faith, inshallah. Sayyidina Imam Ibn Abi Shaybah, Rahimahullah, he has stated, and who is Imam Ibn Abi Shaybah? He is the teacher of Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala. So he states that once there was a drought during the time of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and a person visited the holy shrine of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and said that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pray for rain as people are starving to death. Okay. The Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has physically, apparently departed from this world. He is resting in his shrine. So a person goes to his blessed grave.
Yeah, this is also, sometimes shaitan puts a whisper and creates a misconception that in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you could do wasila, or you could present wasila, but not maybe.
And who's narrating this? Teacher of Imam Bukhari alayhi rahmah. So he says that that person went to the blessed shrine of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pray for rain as people are starving to death. So the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he came in his dream,
okay,
and said, convey my salam to Umar, because it was the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Convey my salam to Umar and inform him that the rain will fall. So Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam listened to his plea, gave him the glad tiding that the drought will now end, and also told him to convey his salam to Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and give the glad tiding that the rain will fall. And that person was the companion Sayyidina Bilal bin Harith radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So this is just one hadith I presented before you. There are many other accounts, many other ahadith that tell us...
A complete program can be done separately on this topic.
Not only on the acceptability or permissibility of seeking wasila, but rather encouragement. Being encouraged and being persuaded to seek wasila in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there's another beautiful point which is mentioned in Tafsir Siratul Jinan as well in the commentary of Surah Fatiha, that you present wasila in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the makhluq. You cannot make Allah Almighty as wasila. Because when you make wasila, you make him wasila in front of someone who's superior than him. Allah Almighty, there's no one superior than Allah Almighty. So Allah Almighty cannot be used as a medium. As a medium will be used makhluk, the creation. So the Prophet ﷺ, the awliya, they can be used as a medium before Allah Almighty, because Allah Almighty is the supreme Lord of everyone. So the makhluk, the creation, the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our pieties, our acts of worship, they can be used as a medium in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah Almighty is the most superior. So presenting that wasila in the court of Allah Almighty, inshallah azza wa jal, our pleas, our du'as will be accepted, as we've been persuaded and encouraged to do so in the Quran and in our hadith.
SubhanAllah. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, today we are talking about Qasida Al-Burda. And beautifully, Muballigh of Dawat Islami, he has just a little bit touched upon this beautiful topic also, because we were talking about Qasida Burda when Imam Wasili rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wrote Qasida with an intention that he will present it in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala as a wasila to seek cure. Allahu Akbar. And he did so. And subhanallah, subhanallah, he got cure. And who came in the dream?
Subhanallah.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, and with his miraculous, beautiful hands, Allahu Akbar, Imam Wasili rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi got cured. Respecting viewers of Madani Channel, there is so much to talk about, inshallah, on this very topic. Now, it's time to include one segment. Before we proceed towards the segment, a couple of minutes are there. Wasim Abbasbi, what else would you like to share in this regard?
Subhanallah. This Qasida again, Al-Burda, if we we're talking about this even after 750 years, right? So we again come to the same point that everything, every nobility, because of this program, is titled as Al-Mustafa, that the chosen one. So this Qasida is also one of the chosen ones, one of the chosen poems. Why is it? Why is it, we need to ask? Imam Al-Busiri, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he is paralyzed. He can't walk. But what does he do? He praises the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. What, he could have done many other things. But what thought came to his mind? That I should praise the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. What? He was a scholar. He was guided by an accomplished sheikh. He was on the path of Sufism. He understood the piety. He understood a sainthood. And he knew what is the most important thing during this time of calamity. So he presents his plea in the court of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And you know, the crux, the essence of all this is that you present your plea in the court of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, love him devotionally and rely on him. Inshallah, everything will be resolved.
Wasim Masbi, before we go to the topic, let's go towards our segment, which is a chosen message. We'll come back and continue this topic. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen.
How will Dawat Islami carry out its important works? As far as Dawat Islami's source of income is concerned, that is only through your kind donations. We do not have any business or we don't have any investments. Alhamdulillah, we receive your kind donations, and that's how Dawat Islami works. How Dawat Islami collects donations: whenever Rajab, Sha'ban and Ramadan arrives, donations are collected. Other religious organizations and institutions, they collect donations for a complete whole year. But as Dawat Islami is a very big organization, that is why we are able to collect about 6 months' expenses in these Islamic months, Rajab, Sha'ban and Ramadan. I would like to explain this with another example. I hope you will understand better. You're driving on motorway. Your car's fuel light comes on, indicating that fuel is low. As soon as you notice that, you start looking for petrol pump and finally you reach to the petrol station to fill up your car with fuel. But as soon as you reach there, you see the sign closed. I imagine what would be your condition. Meaning Dawat Islami reached near Rajab and Sha'ban and thought to collect donations, but markets are closed. How will we carry out our charity work? The services Dawat Islami is providing, we all want them to continue, don't we? Dear viewers, there's another important point to understand. Dawat Islami already has a lot of burden of its expenses. But look at kindness of Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, the yearning and passion to serve the Ummah, and devotion of brothers of Dawat Islami. For them, Dawat Islami is not first. Instead, they are serving the Ummah. They're helping people in need, providing them ration, food, blood donations. But now, we're here to make an appeal. We're here to request you. Because Dawat Islami is also yours. Now, we need your help and support in order to meet its expenses. Yes, if you support Dawat Islami, it's a great welfare work too. Your beloved Dawat Islami has around 31,500 employees. This number includes scholars, imams of masajid. Let me mention another interesting fact. People are heard talking that religious people do not talk much about women or about their rights. Dear viewers, you would be surprised to know that amongst these 31,500 employees, 7,200 employees are women. And beauty of Dawat Islami is that Dawat Islami has created job opportunities for women after meeting all preconditions of Islamic law for a woman to work. Alhamdulillah, after meeting all prerequisites of Islamic law, a large number of women, around 23%, is working with Dawat Islami. Our sisters, our mothers, we have to pay salaries to all. Now imagine, if they do not get their salaries on time, how will they be able to provide for their families? So through Dawat Islami, we can put share in a great welfare work. Let me mention another beautiful fact, that amongst these 31,500 employees, 580 are disabled employees. Alhamdulillah, disabled also got opportunity to work. You know, some companies, they claim that they have got equal opportunities for all. And if just few disabled work for them, they mention that a lot. But Dawat Islami has 580 employees who are disabled. Some cannot walk, some have got problem in their legs or hands, but they sit in front of computer and teach online Quran. Dear viewers, first I would like to talk to them who gave their zakah last year to Dawat Islami. This year, inshallah, he'll have to give more than last year. And those viewers who did not used to give donations to Dawat Islami, you've seen another beautiful direction of Dawat Islami. Now, Alhamdulillah, if you want to donate money, ration, food, blood, you can do this through your Dawat Islami. Dawat Islami is serving religion of Deen Islam. So those viewers who love Islam, they should come forward and support us. You should support generously and wholeheartedly. Just take it as your responsibility, because many of our donation sources have been affected. Dear respected viewers, if you want to learn about your religion, about your Deen Islam, if you want that we produce more and more Islamic scholars, if you want to save your upcoming generations and support your Dawat Islam, I believe many of our viewers would have understood the worth of Madani Channel in this lockdown. Allah forbid, if Madani Channel did not exist, many people would have faced mental health problems. How could we convert our heart? Alhamdulillah, this Madani Channel is spreading soft messages, giving hope to them. Amir of Ahle Sunnah is guiding us. Azan is called out. Du'as are being made. Naat are being recited all through Madani Channel. But channel's expenses are not stopped. Satellite fees are not waived in lockdown. There are hundreds of employees working for Madani Channel. Madani Channel is broadcast in three different languages, and it requires huge amount of funds. My dear respected viewers, you did not leave your Dawat Islami alone before, and now it's more crucial time to support it. I know it is tough time, but we have to deal with it together. We need to be united. We have to help each other. We have to help the needy. Also look after expenses of your local masajid. Remember your local imams. And our 31,500 employees are also yours. Remember, whatever donation you give to your Dawat Islami, that donation can be spent in any permissible, religious, reformative, and welfare cause, and any act of kindness and goodness. So you should authorize us to spend in these mentioned noble causes. Respect viewers of Madani Channel, we are talking about Qasida al-Burda. The blessings of Qasida al-Burda can be mentioned, inshallah, so we will also talk about that. Wasim Masmai, initially we established the fact that the praise of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how it has been in different ways and forms being done in different ages and times, and how beautifully it was written by Imam Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Now, I would like to ask you, what are the blessings, spiritual benefits of just reciting this Qasida al-Burda? If you can just mention, and that will also will establish that fact that, subhanallah, if you can attain blessings and barakas from just this praise of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, what can you talk about the personality of al-Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
The many blessings that a person attains just by reciting Qasida al-Burda, it is stated that whichever house has this blessed Qasida recited in it will be saved from seven things.
Subhanallah.
What are those seven things? Number one, evil spirits and jinns will run away from that house.
Allahu Akbar.
Number two, he will be free from blisters. Number three, he will be free from illness. His eyes will not be wounded. He will be free from another disease that is called vitiligo. He will be free from a sudden death. And number seven, he will not suffer a loss in religion or the worldly life. What else do we want? These seven blessings have been mentioned regarding the house in which Qasida al-Burda is recited in. And then there's also, you know, another purpose that we want in our life is fulfillment of our needs. And this is also stated that whoever recites Qasida al-Burda 27 times on the night of Friday and gives sweets as niyaz of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that need of his will be fulfilled.
Subhanallah.
Again, another beautiful blessing we find out. So we come to know that a person will be saved from the loss in religion, and he will also attain worldly benefits, and his needs will be fulfilled. So many, many other blessings have been mentioned in narrations regarding Qasida al-Burda. These are just two which we've mentioned before you. And another one before me there is, which states that whoever recites this 17 times after Isha Salah on the night of Friday, when the moon is at its peak, and makes dua, then inshallah azza wa jal, his need will be fulfilled.
So
another blessing, alhamdulillah, for the fulfillment of needs. So alhamdulillah, prayers of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, which has been ongoing in this form from approximately 750 years. And ulama,
people are seeking blessings and barakah from just this poetry, which is in the praise of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. What can you talk about the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Wasim bhai, it's written that there was one minister whose name was Bahauddin. And this was the time of Imam Wasim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And this minister, whose name was Bahauddin, when he got a copy of this Qasida al-Burda, and he had made this promise that he will listen this Qasida al-Burda every day with his head uncovered and barefoot. Now, this was his, he had made this promise and he used to do this. And when he used to listen this Qasida al-Burda this way, it is mentioned that many of his works, many of his needs, they were fulfilled. Subhanallah. And many problems and calamities, they were removed. So, respective viewers of Madani Channel, this Qasida al-Burda, this beautiful poetry, this praise, this naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is accepted in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, directly. See, there are certain kalam which have got this, subhanallah, sharaf, right? This excellence, this maqam, this status that is accepted in the court of Mustafa. I think this fact itself is enough for its beauty of this Qasida al-Burda, subhanallah. And that is the reason why the Ummah is gaining benefit. Why not we will get benefit? Respect views of Madani Channel, what does it hold? This Qasida holds the praise of Al-Mustafa. This Qasida holds the praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The praise of beloved of Allah. The praise of best of all creation. The praise of that personality for whom this everything in this world has been created. Right. Allah, for whom this Jannah has been created, for whom these stars, moon, each and everything, whatever exists, created by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that is the sadaqah, that is the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's existence. Allahu Akbar. And this has been all created, and this qasida mentions not of the same personality, Al-Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. Dear Wasim bhai, what would you like to add?
Subhanallah. Again, regarding the acceptability of this poem in the court of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, there's a beautiful narration before me where it is stated that Imam Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he was mentioning this qasida, this poem to the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in his dream, then he came to a specific couplet. He came to it, which was فَمَبْلَغُ الْعِلْمِ فِيهِ أَنَّهُ بَشَرٌ. Up to here he came and then he stopped. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that, carry on, read ahead as well.
Allah.
And he said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm unable to match the second part of this couplet. To which the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he himself told him the second part of the couplet.
Allah.
He alayhi salatu wasalam told him to add, وَأَنَّهُ خَيْرُ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ كُلِّهِمِ. Meaning, the translation of this whole couplet is that the extent of our knowledge regarding the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is that he is a human. This was the first part of the couplet. And then the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the second part that he added, wa annahu khayru khalqi llahi kullihimi, meaning, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most superior amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what else can we add in the praise of this poem, which was written in the praise of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, where the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself is guiding Imam Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, where he gets stuck, where he doesn't understand how to complete one couplet. Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself aids him, helps him, and completes this couplet. So we can say that the praise of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that was instructed by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that how it should be done, was given to us through Imam Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh.
Another important fact, respected viewers of Madani Channel, for any kalam, for its acceptability, right, is that how many great scholars they've done work on that. Right. That is also something very notable. So if we see Imam Jalaluddin Muhammad bin Ahmad Mahalli Shafi'i, Sharih Bukhari Imam Ahmad bin Muhammad Qastalani, and Allama Nuruddin Ali bin Sultan Qari, Rahimahumullah, such great personalities, famous personalities, scholarly personalities, they have written shuruhat, they have written commentary on Qasida al-Burda. Allahu Akbar. Such great names, when they are working on piece of work, on Qasida al-Burda. This tells you how important that piece of work is. And subhanallah, respecting views of Madani, inshallah, I think this itself is its honor, that such great personalities, they have done work on this piece of work, this poetic piece of work of Imam Muhammad Sharafuddin Muhammad Bousiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So we should also gain blessings. We should also recite this Qasida al-Burda. We should also have copy of this Qasida al-Burda. Respect to Yusuf Madani, inshallah, nowadays it's the time of internet. Right? You can type it, Qasida al-Burda, inshallah. You can get copy of that. So you should have this and you should read it. And if you are able to read Arabic, you should read its couplets, inshallah. You will attain blessings and barakah. Respect to Yusuf Madani, inshallah, now it's time to include one segment in our program, and that is chosen wazaif. Let's go towards that segment. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
يا مصطفى the chosen one صلى الله عليه وسلم يا مصطفى the chosen one صلى
Respective viewers of Madani Channel, the very first wazifa today we've got for you is Ya Bari'u. Ya Bari'u. Whoever recites this word 10 times every Friday will, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, be blessed with a son. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. And the second wazifa today we have got for you is Ya Musawwiru. Ya Musawwiru. If an infertile woman keeps 7 fasts and blows on water by invoking this with 21 times at the time of iftar and then drinks it, Allah Almighty will bestow her with a pious son, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. So these are two beautiful wazaif, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Those parents who wish to have pious children, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Respective viewers of Madani Channel, today we are talking about Qasida al-Burda. Yaseem bhai, final message, few minutes we've got.
Regarding Imam al-Busiri, rahimahullah, he rahmatullahi ta'ala lay, he passed away in Alexandria where he started his spiritual journey. And in the same city, he passed away at the age of 87. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Now, as concluding words, of course, we have to ponder upon the fact that now Imam Bousiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi became famous due to Qasida al-Burda. He became famous due to this beautiful poem that he wrote in the praise of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. There were his other poetic works as well, but of course those poetic works did not make him attain the same acclaim which he did by the virtue of Qasida al-Burda. So again, reiterating the same thing which we started from, that everything, every success, every nobility, every excellence, every goodness is associated with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, whether it is of this world or of the hereafter.
Subhanallah, mashallah, respective views of Madani Channel. At the end, I would like to just recite a couplet from Qasida al-Burda. Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalq kulli himi. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shower countless blessings upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's shrine. And forgive us for the sake of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Keep watching Madani Channel. We'll be back same time, same channel. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wasallam.